Hi, everybody. Well, tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and we're on Station 2 on BBS, 7 o'clock Pacific. And if you happen to be on an archive and you want to go to the Lightship, then you need to listen to the program live. We're going to the Lightship probably maybe 35 after the hour approximately. And we'll first do a clearing for people that may have a situation going on in their life, you know, emotional situation, drama, trauma, or something. And here we go. So think of something that happened to you. You know, it could have been that upsetting phone call or just somebody looking at you bad or something, or, you know, something worse going on. But here we go. Think of that situation, and I'll release that one energy from you to make you feel more in peace about it. Otherwise, it could haunt you. Remember, just you might think about it and say, well, it's okay, it doesn't matter, this person's mad at me. And, you know, after 2 weeks, you probably are going to forget about it, but your energetic body still has it, okay? So that means it'll recycle again with somebody else, same situation maybe, or similar and different face. That's why you want to get rid of these energies. But we have the whole lifetime clearings and limited versions to help you out. So think of a situation that's bothering you, that's come upon you, and here we go. I'm going to release that one situation from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and we'll go a little deeper. Let's go into a trauma energy of that. That was the emotion, okay? That normally takes care of most of the stuff. But the trauma might be a little more deeper. I mean, you could have brought up one of your past energies from the situation, and you had more trauma in it. So here we go. Releasing the energies. One, two, three. Yeah, it's heavier. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. And let's do a clearing for the day here. So we're May 30th. This is Saturday. We'll also clear tomorrow, which is the 31st. And here we go. So we clear this energy. May 30th, 2015. So I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And tomorrow we're going to clear also. So you have a nice weekend. At least one more day of it. If you don't go to work, that'd be great. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we got that cleared. And you could also do the similar clearing on your natal chart clearing if you have that, and or maybe the planet star vortex clearing. So let's make sure that you're in the now here, that you're listening to the program on planet Earth instead of being on a replicated planet Earth in the beyond all. It's now left the same to you. So here we go. We're going to bring you back. So check your index finger. Put your index finger. Just kind of have your body move it around in front of you. And you want to not use your mind, but your body will tell you. So here we go. This should be directly in front of you. If not, we're going to bring you into the present moment. So if you're to the right, you're in the future. And to the left, you're in the past. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okie doke. And let's energize the light beams. So we'll do three male light beams this time. So here we go. So first male light beam with three light beams coming in. One, two, three, four, five. Second light beam. One, two, three, four, five. And third light beam. One, two, three, four, five. Okie doke, everybody. So hopefully you're feeling great. And if you do have any questions or comments, please send them to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And I'll repeat that. clsquestions@yahoo.com. That way you may be able to hear your particular question on one of our programs here. So we'll see if our co-host is on. Kathy. Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone. We're listening to our host, Ron Amatron, on Creation Lightship Healing, bbsradio.com, Station 2, Saturday night, May 30th, 2015. And Ron just cleared the energies off of today's date and tomorrow's date, which we appreciate. And as Ron said, we're going to be reading questions that you send to him for the radio. Anything particular bothering you, or a question about the healings, the online healings, or a situation that you need Ron's advice on, and all those types of things, maybe even a testimonial, you can send to Ron, clsquestions@yahoo.com, our usual email address for the program only, or you can write to Ron through the CLS Fast Chat feedback form that is most easily accessed through the BBS Radio Creation Lightship page. Over on the left, it says click Fast Chat, and that's where you can find that on bbsradio.com, Creation Lightship Healings, on that page online. And that will take you to the form that you can fill out and send, which I can read to Ron during the program. Or you can do it during the week, and it will be read by other co-hosts if you happen to think of something. And so that way we can be sure and get to your question or comment or whatever you need. So, Ron, we have some comments from a couple days ago, and that some coming in today. Should we get started on them?
Yep, we'll see what we can bring up and help you out with.
Okay, so someone's asking about an artificial life form. This person says, and I think they want your opinion. What I see, he writes, is that the artificial life form takes 20% of the human spirit, and the shapeshifters take 80% of it when it dislodges for itself. So he wants to know who gets what. Does the artificial life form take 20 of the human spirit, or does the shapeshifter take the 20? Who gets the 80%? Who gets the most, shapeshifter or the artificial life form?
The shapeshifter, well, that's a really interesting question. Okay, so you're there with your body, and you have your spirit energy with you, and then all of a sudden an entity, we'll say, or alien life form comes into you, like the alien critters. So those really, at that point, I don't think are going to take your spirit, alien life form or shapeshifter, okay? It may kick part of your spirit out of your body, but it could abduct you, okay? So the abduction process is what you're probably asking, I think. It's not going to come in and take over you with your spirit. It will take over the emotions and everything else, the body energies, we'll say. Should be phrased that. It'll take over the body energy. And along with that, then it can control the emotions and whatever else is happening, and also body movement like a robot. So to say that again, I don't see it necessarily taking over the spirit, but it could kind of look that way. But I do see it overtaking the body. And when it does that, then the energetic bodies that are invisible at that point will follow suit and follow the lead of whatever is trying to control it. Now, the shapeshifter, when it takes over your body, it is in its life form. And so it has its own energetic system, which will make the body morph into something different looking than what you were typically. And that you can see a lot of things on YouTube that way, where people start to get, their eyes changing. You start seeing maybe their forehead becoming different. You may start to see their skin getting kind of like fish flakes, this fish, whatever skin or whatever on them, reptilian skin. Mm-hmm. It may change colors. The eyes will sometimes look like a squished grape or like a cat eye. So many things can happen. So that's the shapeshifter coming forward. So it's overtaking the body. Now, I guess the other question would be, well, if that life form is here taking the place of the body, which is what it's sort of doing, where is the body? Well, it's probably using the body itself, its energy, the body's energy, and overlaying itself over it, using the body's energy to feed the alien life form that's there, okay? And then when it leaves, the body now is there. As far as the spirit, that would be an abduction process. I don't think it's going to connect to your spirit. I don't think your spirit would maybe allow that, but it could, you know, overtake the body. So that's how I would kind of answer that question. So back to you, Kathy.
Next question. It's about the android brain. If you say a person has a robotic brain and you ridicule this person, are you not courting the person because he's really a machine? Don't you really instead court the alien who's controlling the person?
Oh, okay. Maybe to simplify that a little bit, whenever you talk about somebody, whether it's, you know, an alien or whatever you're seeing there, whenever you talk about somebody, you're bringing that energy into the room, and then you're also courting that individual. So that's what happens. That's why it's really not good to talk about other people. The old phrase, you know, I think somebody's talking about you because your ears are turning red or something like that is kind of true. People, you know, who are real sensitive can know that because their ears will change colors. So that's one of those interesting things. So what I think, you know, we're looking at is, you know, how do people keep an integrity and not talk with other people or talk about them? Well, that's, you know, as soon as you connect to something, then all of a sudden that energy is with you. And it can come right into your room, and it can also cord you or even come into you. So that's, you know, what does and can happen. Anything you'd like to add, Kathy, or do I need to make more clarity on something?
Yes. Can you clarify if the alien in the spaceship, the controller, is being corded also?
Boy, I don't know. So what you have is maybe an alien here that's a robotic program, okay? A clone robotic program. And we've all seen those on the different, movies that's out now. Zombies could be something similar, maybe. They don't normally indicate that about something that's controlling the zombies, but more than likely something would be. But from there, is the other energies above that being corded? I would say probably not. They're probably too intelligent, we'll say, to become corded, because they don't want to lose their physical body energy, their life force either. So that's how I would address that question, I think. I think it only is dealing with the bottom one. So, you know, naturally the bottom one would be the one that's cording you. And what's above you or them is not going to really want to get corded, because then they're going to be suffocating too of this energetic stuff. So I don't think that would be a possibility from our reference, from the alien reference, and how they're I'll use the word, I guess, loosely, their spiritual laws work, if there were such a thing. That's kind of up to them what they do. So back to you.
And another question about a whale entity, a whale spirit.
Okay.
This person is wondering if the whale spirit could have bitten his ankle, and then when he carried the spirit around with him. Okay, wait, let me see. Could it be that a whale spirit could bite your ankle and you carry his spirit around with you for many years until you release the painful whale spirit? And the whale spirit, he believes, was harpooned to death. Is that possible?
Okay, I'll have to probably rephrase that. So you sense that something, so we'll just take it out of the hands of the whale, okay? So something was injured, maybe killed, okay? So the whale was harpooned, we'll say, okay? And somehow the energy of the whale, we'll just keep with the whale, I guess. So the energy of the whale now bit you somehow. Well, it could be a, entity of a whale, emotional body of a whale. Remember, whales are kind of like humans, you know, they're mammals, okay? So they probably have similar consciousness as people. So let's just kind of, look at that scenario. So all of a sudden, can something that is a life form that's conscious, like a human, or something else, maybe like a deer, for instance, let's say a deer got shot with a bow and arrow, like a harpoon, and it died. And now it's maybe wanting to get some help, so I guess, could it bite you? Well, possible. It could attach to you if you watch programs about whales or deers being injured or killed. So at that point, could it bite you to get your attention? Okay, possibly. Next thing here would be, if it does connect to you, then what's the storyline? What's going to happen if it does connect to you? Well, automatically, you're going to be having the pain of that energy. So, that's why we mentioned about entities, going someplace where there's lots of them. They're going to all come in with a cause, a situation that you might have or not want to have, but now you have it when you leave. So that's a part of the problem that we have here, is that people tend to connect with other things, and maybe the person could be very empathic, and that energy could get drawn to them, and they could feel the pain from, let's say, the harpoon. Maybe it could be in your foot or ankle or anywhere on your body. It doesn't necessarily have to be where the whale was injured. So all of a sudden, now you feel the situation of the whale being with you. Now, once it's with you, then you're feeling its pain energy. So that's probably where we're going with this here. So now you feel the pain energy of this life form, and it could be with you wherever it got lodged. Remember, we do object clearings for people, or taking away objects that's happened a long time ago, and all of a sudden you go, wow, I can turn my neck better, without even realizing that something actually attacked you or that you got connected to something. So, yes, you could be carrying on this energy, having it with you, and it could be living off your energy, which also could be pain that it's giving you, but it's living with you. So it's coexisting with you, and that could be harmful to you. And you could be with you till the day you die if you don't know about it. And I think most people don't know what they're involved with in each lifetime that they live. And unfortunately, people may have phantom pains because of a situation from the past or something attaches to them. So I guess back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so that's entirely possible. And it sounds like this person did release the pain. So that's good. Another thing, here's an observation that someone wanted to share with you, Ron. They were finding possibly an emotional body clone. They write, there's a new person at work who seemed to have a lot of spirit, from my viewpoint. She looked to be in spirit of about 16, but a week later, she seemed to be of about age 30. There was something about her I felt I could just not figure out. She seemed very unique energetically. Any comments there for you, Ron?
Yeah, the life form of that person would be changing. And so, remember, the clones typically will have very bright eyes, so you could feel that energy and feel the presence, which would be a new presence to you, of a clone energy. And without knowing that it may not be real, you might think the person is very spiritual because they may have very bright eyes, or they're holding themselves well. But now that the person is changing, very possibly it is an emotional body, only because it's learning emotions, and it's maybe degressing, aging more, and it's looking different. probably, you know, it doesn't look as good as what it did, you know, maybe a few weeks ago. So, remember, human bodies don't do that. You don't change, you know, instantly like that, becoming a different energy system. But the clones can do that. And this could be the emotional body, like we're talking about being human. And it's here to experience life, and it will have a whole different energy to it. So that's kind of what I would think of. It probably would be an emotional body that the person is checking out and seeing and wondering what's going on. So it's very nice that, you know, you have that understanding. Otherwise, if you don't have the understanding, like most people, you're going to be just kind of scratching your head wondering what's going on if you're conscious. So back to you, Kathy.
Well, it's nice to hear people's observations, because I'm sure other listeners notice this in other people, where one week they seem one way and then another week another way, and this one's younger and then older. So maybe that's not something we can actually pinpoint, but yeah, it's good to have, you know, good to share these things.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting if the person keeps watching them and maybe give us information again, just to see maybe if it's getting older as, you know, weeks go on. It probably won't become younger unless they switch it out and bring in another emotional body. Maybe it's here as a prototype, and maybe it's only going to have its existence for maybe a month, and then they'll switch it out, bring in a new body, and, you know, maybe they're doing some R&D work with it, research and development, to see how it lives life here. And remember, most people aren't going to be conscious to what you're saying because they just don't get it. So that they can do their experimentations all they want, and knowing that people probably won't understand anything with that person because they're just not awake. So back to you.
Yes, that makes sense. Okay, now the next question. Someone wants to ask you about being here with his spirit, being in the now with my spirit. He spends a lot of time doing clearings throughout my weekly encounters with alien energies. He writes, I have a lot of dissatisfaction with my ability to have my spirit empowered here with me. And I'm doing the self-empowerment now, healing all day and night, trying to keep my power during the day at work. My situation is such that with the empowered spirit in myself, I'm able to be at immense peace. Once I start interacting, other timelines, with people, other attacks seem to be killing my spirit in a way that is making it difficult to stay here with it. And he wants to know if you have any comment about if those other associations and timelines are killing his spirit.
I don't think it's probably killing the spirit, but it's making you aware that your spirit may not be fully empowered or with you. What I would look at, rather than thinking your spirit, you know, is being killed by physical people that you encounter and you maybe get out of your body more and more because of that, that's kind of how I'm hearing this here. What I would do is check out maybe you're too empathic and you're picking up energetic cordings from other people, which is making you feel like you're being diluted a lot with your spirit energy. So I think it'd probably be more like, maybe you're too sensitive. Maybe you need a sensory clearing or an empathic clearing or something like that, because what I heard was that you're fine until you come around people or people show up in your life. And naturally, to live life here, you know, we are in a world of people or at least humans or life forms. You can also do the energetic shrink wrap. So it just sounds like to me maybe the empathic clearing or sensory clearing could be what might be needed. And then the energetic shrink wrap, you could do that, which may help you out also. So that's, it just feels like you're just being too open, you know, psychically open to all these energies, and it's attacking you. and it's hard to, you know, prevent that from happening. Do you have anything to add on that, Kathy?
I really feel like I understand this person. They say they have a heart to express to other people. They're really not comfortable not wanting to be around anyone, and I feel like they wrote here that they really don't want to avoid others, and they do believe that they were having their spirit stolen, which is a natural thing to feel, because naturally you feel it disappearing from you when you're around other people.
it sounds like a lot of energetic hoardings. I did a clearing for energetic hoardings for people that got courted from other people. I believe it was during the expo, and I did that, and people just felt relaxed. They're out walking around, seeing people, you know, which is what you do, having people around you, and you don't know who's courting you. And all of a sudden, I released all the energetic cords for the last hour or so, you know, from the room, and also from the people that were in the room. So two things. And all of a sudden, the people felt very relaxed and calm and peaceful instantly. So that's, you know, what it probably is, too. So you got just a lot of things that can happen. And we do have the energetic cord release call on, let's see, that'd be Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yes.
And that's $20, and I try to go for an hour and a half if I can. So get a lot of energies released. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, this person mentions they wanted your advice, and I think you gave some great suggestions for healings. You mentioned the empathic healing, just to recap a little bit, empathic body, and you mentioned the energetic people cord release, possibly the sensory body healing. So all of those will be definitely a big help with this person's issue of feeling, you know, the sensitivities of being around other people, the tugs of losing themselves. And then they won't feel like they have to avoid people as much because, well, you can always use the clearings, too, to get their spirit back even more. So thank you for those suggestions, Ron. And so please let us know, listener, if you've tried any of those, you know, sometime down the line. And how that may have worked for you in this situation, so you can find some relief and peace, as Ron says. Okay, so next question came to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and this person has some suggestions for keywords that we can use on a clearing you have, Ron, the natal barcode removal, and this is the one that removes energy. So this person has that clearing, and suggested something, some nice, very thoughtfully offered some suggestions to help regain our sense of freedom, let's say, to keep us from being a slave in debt. He writes, and to keep our sovereignty, which is our given right by source energy. So basically this person found some words that were really powerful, negative, dark energies, and cleared them. So here are the words. Someone wants to grab, if you want to grab a pencil, if any of these relate to you, please, you know, give them a try. So here's the first one. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 here, Ron. So I'm going to read them real quick here. Depository Trust Corporation. That's the first suggestion to clear. The second one, International Monetary Federation. The third one, the World Bank. The fourth one, the Vatican. The fifth one, New World Order. Now, I read those kind of fast because we're, you know, on the radio here, but if someone wants these to have these, I'll be happy to forward this partial email to you immediately after the program. and it will be sent to you, you know, without the person's email address. It'll be confidentially sent to you from CLS Questions, okay? So I know there's people listening who really have done a lot of work on the natal barcode removal, Ron, and just like you cleared the energy at the beginning of the program, this person's really going to work on trying to stay out of the slavery mode that we're all in, whether we want to admit it or not. This person's also doing timeline crashes, he says, Ron, 24/7 on being the property of federal and state government. He says, I've been feeling tired, so I know I'm getting off a lot of timelines.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Since I don't get involved with governments and stuff like that, you know, and, you know, situations like that, things happening, but that we are tied into, you know, a monetary system. And, you know, good or bad, that's what we're into. We're not into barter, typically. You know, maybe some people might barter, but most people, you know, have currency which they, you know, exchange for a product and or a credit card. So we are dealing with stuff like that. And you don't know what is being transmitted on that card, and it has all those numbers on it. Okay, so if you do, then, you know, the natal chart clearing, you might pull out your credit cards and clear those, that number of the credit card. It's an ID number, basically, that's referenced to you. I never mentioned that before, so you don't know what's going on, you know. You know, maybe if you have a, I'll just say hypothetically here, you have a two, you know, maybe you pull your credit cards out and you realize that maybe you have five credit cards and there's a two on each one of them. Well, maybe somehow the aliens are attaching to the two on your credit card and doing stuff for people who have a two. And since you have all twos, maybe you're getting five times that amount of energy. You know, maybe number nine is, or zero, we'll say. We'll just say number nine. Maybe number nine is the lucky people. So if you got nines, maybe you're not hit as hard as somebody with a two. You know, I'm just throwing that information out, not that it's real and correct and true, but they do use letters and numbers to connect to you. Just like looking at your clock and you're seeing 10:10 or 9:09 or 11:11 or whatever, 1:11. You know, they're validating that they have the control program working on you and for you. So that's why you're seeing those numbers. You really don't care what time it is, typically, like I said, you know. In fact, right now you don't really care what time, but you probably want to go to the light ship. So you may be watching the clock and hoping we don't keep talking and only give you a one-minute light shift session, but we'll be doing that in a minute here. But the whole thing is you really don't know or care until you look at the clock, and then that triggers you. And, you know, all of a sudden you may get nervous that, oh, geez, I got only 5 minutes left on my coffee break if you drink coffee, or your lunch hour is only 5 minutes long, and now that puts you into fear. And so those numbers do a lot to you. Okay, so let's go to the light ship, everybody. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And you want to request one particular healing for yourself. The other energies will also be requesting what they need. So you don't have to really worry about what your plants are asking for. Because they will have the energies on the light ship communicating with the plants and animals and whatever else you brought up here. So here we go. Think of your one particular energy. And I'll take six requests, so maybe Kathy can read out some of the requests if you have any there coming in. If not, we'll just kind of do a very nice session here without that. So we'll see what happens here. So here we go. Let's go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And looks like we're going to go into, let's see, I'm seeing a room of a lot of invisible light. So this will be the Invisible Light Energy Room. So here we go. Bringing the energy to you. Request your own personal healing of a physical body condition. And this is physical body stuff. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And do you have any rooms requested,
yes,
Kathy?
Dolphins and whales.
Okay, dolphins and whales. Here we go. So that's two rooms. And we'll go into both of them at one time. Remember, we're out of time on the light ship. Right now, you are out of time. You're no longer attached to timelines. So here we go. When you come back, you will be. But here we go. Dolphin and whale energy is coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, next room.
Tall trees.
Okay, trees. So I guess the redwood trees are very tall. And they're probably in Northern California. So let's bring in the redwood trees here. So here we go. Redwood trees, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And next one, please.
Waterfalls.
Okay, waterfall room. So let's add the pink one. Here comes the pink water. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay?
Light infusion.
Okay.
Light infusion chamber, maybe.
Yeah, well, here we go. So light infusion for everybody. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do that again for everyone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. In another room?
Panda bears.
Okay, panda bears. Here we go. So here they come. We'll bring in the male panda bear, then we'll do the female. So male first here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll do the female. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. I'm just wondering what fee means in front of the male. Feminine, maybe? Anyway, it's kind of a little glitch here. I'm looking at that. So I wrote it down, and male's twice, and you got an FE in front of the female. So anyway, back to you.
Food court for nutrition.
Food court, okay. So here we go. Boy. Okay, here we go, everybody. So if any of you, any people out there are Italian, we're going to, or you're not, we're going to go into the room that has maybe spaghetti and meatballs or vegetarian meatballs, maybe lasagna. So we'll have the light beams do this for you. If you like a pizza, we'll give you a pizza also. So here we go. Let's go into these the food court, and here we go. Yummy, yummy. So, here we go. Might have my mouth is watering. So, boy, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. These are little pieces, size of a pencil eraser. We can ask for something else now if you like, but this is the Italian theme here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. How was that, Kathy?
Well, I'm telling you, I smell garlic.
You smell garlic. That's great. Okay.
Next area, could we go to the centrifuge room, please?
Centrifuge, okay. This room is a special room where you go to when you have a little more difficulty having a healing. So that's what it's for. So it can release maybe things that we know nothing about here that's causing the situation or problem that is maybe preventing you from having the healing that you'd like to have, or maybe it goes so much deeper that we don't know, you know, all the different alien agendas that they could be doing on us, and this can help to release it. So here we go. The room is spinning now, and think of your one concern that you're dealing with. And if you're able to sense energy, you can actually see like a thought form, which is what these things are, leave you. And it kind of like leaves you like a little cloud. Some clouds are white, some are silver, and it gets attracted to the spinning walls that are all silver, much like mirrors, okay? So here we go. Highly reflective. So one, room is spinning. Think of your one concern. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy, that's pretty heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, we get another choice?
Yeah, we'll do one more.
How about the amethyst room for detox?
Okay, amethyst. Okay, so this is the crystal room. So I'll go into the large amethyst crystal geode here. A lot of little points are there, little crystals, and they're going to, each one is conscious, going to do healing on you. So here we go. Just kind of relax and request your one healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. Boy, what's that ice cream? Is it Spumoni or something like
yes.
that?
Spumoni, yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've seen that. So let's go back into the food court, everybody, and we'll have our special ice cream here. So here we go. So just request your flavor, and you might find your saliva changing here a little bit. Yummy, yummy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's come back from the light ship. So I'll just count to five as we come back. So coming down, one, two, three, four, five. And now we're back here because you were bi-located, out of time, in source energy. So we're back here now. And back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Thank you for that wonderful excursion and tasty excursion through the creation light ship. Wow. Okay, so back to the listener questions. These are from clsquestions@yahoo.com. And you have one here from a frequent flyer. He describes himself as a frequent flyer with CLS. That probably means he's done a lot of online healings and conference calls. So he wants to know about the Nano Detox, the 2012 Nano Detox clearing. He was one of the first to do it and wants to know if he needs to rerun the clearing, redo it again. So that was back in 2012. I think it came out late 2011. So that's been about, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago. So he wants to do it again. Should he?
Yeah, what I would suggest is I would probably do that one maybe maybe quarterly, maybe every 3 months or so.
And what will be achieved, he wants to know.
What's that again?
He wants to know how it will help him if it's, you know, that frequent.
Okay, I'll just do a sample for people here. That clearing is pretty, I think there's a lot of stuff on that clearing, but I'll just do a sample here. Boy, here we go. It's when I look at that clearing and I see what the energy is doing, it's like a body jump start, you know? So here we go. One, it jump starts your body because you have all this contamination. So here we go, releasing the contamination That's the worst for you right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So what happens is you have time-related energies in your body, like little capsules, implants. I could use that term. So we'll stick with the word implants. You have implants in you that are time-activated or yearly activated, or they only get activated once in your lifetime, but they're already in you. So they're dormant until the aliens choose to put something in the air or atmosphere around you somehow. Could even be energetic air. And they activate these things, and all of a sudden you get sick or you feel out of sort or something like that, and you don't know what's going on because you were fine 10 minutes earlier. And all of a sudden you realize that, yeah, there's something goofy going on here because it's not you. You know, you felt fine until, you know, maybe 12 o'clock came, and now at 1 o'clock you go, wow, what's happened to me? So that's what that clearing is for. And so... you may want to do it, like I said, quarterly, just to keep tabs on it. Maybe some people do it more often than that, but, you know, it was put up because of what we saw coming down the pike during that time frame, and it was, you know, quite a bad situation with this stuff being activated. And I think it probably helped to take the clones, the humans out planet to bring in clones. So right now we have emotional bodies activated. So we don't have people anymore, the ones that are here that are using that other system. I'm not saying that everybody is an emotional body, but the ones that are that, there's a whole new life form here. And they are very reactive. Just think of somebody who's emotional, you know. You know, you push the button, you know, and they go off instantly. So that's using that emotional body. To learn how to live life here, and it just knows about drama and trauma, and it responds to that. So back to you.
I just want to mention that the nano detox clearing is one of, it was a very important clearing. There's a lot of archive information about it towards the end of 2011 if someone wants to listen to the archives to learn about it. And also there's a great description right on the clearing before you purchase it as to what it is and why Ron created it and what it does. And even back then, I remember when the clearing first came out, we couldn't really understand the importance of it like we can now. It has a whole new meaning because we can see what he's talking about. If we didn't feel it, can certainly see it in the air. So thank you, listener, for bringing that up, and hope we answered your question. So now, another question. This person wants your opinion on feeling different, feeling alienated, and has felt very different from others since they were a child. She writes, "I was shy but also picky about who I spent my time with." And so she only... really is with people who feel very familiar, like quote-unquote kindred spirits. But they're very few and far between. And when she's in balance, she feels very lighthearted and free. And then she finds other people either very superficial or else suffering needlessly. And so she doesn't feel she belongs here, because it's so hard to find others like her. And she wants to know if you could kind of look into her and see if there's an explanation. She really wants to know, is that she is her alienation and her loneliness because she is an alien herself?
Well, when you were talking about that, I can't just say 100% yes, okay? But all that explanation of how someone feels, you know, that's just the way aliens feel, like they got dropped off on a strange planet, and they don't know what to do, and there's very few people like them here. So very possibly, you know, I would probably say yes on that. Because you are actually a loner, you know, in a sense. You may find people that understand you a little bit, but, you know, typically, you know, you don't find that many people. So I can talk on my own personal experience. I felt that my whole life, you know, and you know things, and you may not be able to verbalize what you know, because it may not even be conscious, okay? But you just know that this place doesn't feel right, you know? And, you know, you can't really draw upon your maybe who you were or where you came from or anything else, because that's blocked out to you. All you know is that nothing here relates to you, and you don't understand the laws of nature, put it that way. You know, so you have to be taught how to live here, and most people, you know, have been here over and over again, hundreds of times or maybe more, and all of a sudden they look at you as like you're kind of strange, you know, and that's kind of the way most people feel that have not been here for a long time. The people that I have dealt with that are have an alien spirit, I'll use that term, okay, because their ship probably crashed here or something like that. Not that they were bad or anything or causing problems. Most of the ones that I've dealt with, I could almost say 99% of them, you know, felt fine to me. But they do have this agenda going on that they really can't put their finger on, and they know that it's not right, and they can sort of sense some of their past life energies, but it doesn't make any sense. And then there, you know, a lot of people are trying to understand their past to get a clue to why they're here. So, you know, it can be very interesting. You know, when I do work with people who are aliens, because they just don't know where to turn to. I have done a lot of releasing of alien spirits here. In fact, we'll do one right now since that question came up. So there probably are alien spirits around that are stuck here. They haven't picked a body yet, or maybe they did pick one and they managed to escape. Or maybe the body just died and they left, and now they're floating around here, and they're afraid to come into another body. They may have enough information, or maybe technologies or whatever that they know about, where they're not being captured by the darkness. So they're just kind of floating here in limbo, hoping to get out of here somehow. So we'll do a clearing now. So if there's any aliens listening here that would like to leave, what we'll do is escort them to where they came from. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And naturally, if you are an alien in a body, you can't really leave your body. You leave also. Just the ones that are not in bodies can leave. That's what normally happens here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Hopefully, if you had any attachments to you, ones maybe clinging on to you, using the term like your ship crashed here, and maybe you had a crew of 500 with you, 500 other aliens, and they're watching over you or something, or hanging out with you in the invisible, they do have a chance to leave, and maybe they'll come back and look for you, you know, maybe at ascension time, possibly. You know, it all depends if you were created from light or not. And And so typically we deal with the ones that are of light here because they know war, and those are the ones that typically have a brighter spirit because they haven't been contaminated so much as regular people have here, because they just came in more recently, maybe in the last couple hundred years, we'll say, where most people have been here for, you know, thousands of lifetimes. So they were like the ones that are here now, but they're already contaminated. And, you know, unfortunately, they probably lost their identity. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, that clearing you just did, releasing of the aliens, do you suppose you could tell us what to expect to feel if that was the case with us or this listener? I mean, would we have felt something physical, or would we feel more at peace emotionally since you did that?
Yeah, you probably feel more at peace. Remember, they could come into you because maybe, you know, you claimed a body until the death of the body, typically. You know, I'm talking to the aliens here, and everybody's really an alien, but, you know, you have to wait for the body to, you know, to die, to leave, or at least to get released from the body. Hopefully you don't go into darkness. You know, that's why we do clearings, so that you can be recognized by the light. But if you do have an entourage around you with you, and, you know, they were giving you all these thoughts, and you're feeling awful and sad all the time because of their thoughts, well, those energies are released. You probably would feel like a weight lifted off of you. And you might feel a lot of joy that they finally left here. Then you may kind of go the other way and feel a little sad because you're stuck here in a body. But, you know, I don't have any control over that, because you need to live out a lifetime with your spirit. And it's here to, you know, help the body progress for ascension. So that's why you're here in this lifetime. So back to you.
Mm-hmm. And this person can, and anyone who feels the same way, lonely, alienated, like an alien, different, can use the clearings, the online clearings, to find some relief from feeling different. And now that Ron's released some aliens from any of us who had any, maybe we can feel also okay with who we are. We can be okay with it. And it sounds like this person really does have a good understanding of what's going on. That.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And really is okay with it, but just wanted your confirmation. Okay. Then, so thank you. And any comments are welcome on the healing Ron just did, releasing alien spirits from us. Or maybe I shouldn't say spirits, but.
Yeah. In fact, you know, I wouldn't mind doing this maybe every couple of weeks or so. So if we have listeners who listen all the time, you know, we could do it maybe on the paranormal show on Fridays. That would probably fit in there, I guess. But any show would work. But maybe every couple of weeks we could do this if it gets requested by somebody, because I do like to help out the ones that are stuck here against their free will, free choice. They just can't leave. You know, they're you know, hiding out, we'll say. So, back to you.
Yeah, like you've said in the past, that some alien spirits find us because we are close to the light. We do have light, and they want to go to the light. They want to leave, and they're hoping that we'll take them to the light.
And okay. they have no way of leaving here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sad thing. So we're able to facilitate, you know, and giving them assistance to get out of here.
Well, I'll make note of your suggestion, Ron, to offer this every week or so opportunity to give the aliens a choice to go to the light through Ron to the Creation Light Ship. That's wonderful.
And there are ones that are dark that are stuck here too, that don't have a spirit, but they don't want to get trapped in the alien agenda of darkness either, even though they may not be in light. So you have to kind of look at that also. And they're hiding out also, so that they can also leave here and go to, you know, where they came from. even though it may not be of light, we'll give them a ticket out of here also, because they could be captured and caught by the evil aliens, we'll call them, and they could be tortured just like we could be. So, you know, it's best to get these things out of here. All the different life forms that are trapped here. That's what I'll do right now. I can't. On the next show, maybe we could bring up, if somebody can remind me, maybe we'll do some clearing for, we mentioned whales and dolphins a lot. Maybe I'll do a clearing for their spirits if they're trapped here. But it looks like our time is coming to a close here. So, everybody, we'll thank you, Kathy. And we'll do the mind to heart drop here. So you need to command your spirit. You must do it out loud. Otherwise, you're in the mind energy. You don't want to be there. That's darkness. When you think and bring in stuff or do whatever, chants or meditations or anything that leaves you, anything that you use outside of yourself, it's not of light. So it's always suspicious. So that's why you want to command your spirit, which is of light, to help you. So you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head. The thoughts are programs, darkness timelines, and take those energies that you're dealing with right now and bring them into your heart to neutralize them so you be at peace, being source energy. Very, very simple. So we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, you're in peace and blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Good night.
Good night.